From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting U.S. President Donald Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan are sharing defeat following the collapse of the Republican Party's controversial health care bill. Trump asked Republican leaders to withdraw the bill to replace President Obama's signature Affordable Care Act shortly after a scheduled vote Friday because there were not enough votes to pass the measure.
I think you know I was very clear because I think there wasn't a speech I made or very few where I didn't mention that perhaps the best thing that could happen is exactly what happened today, because we'll end up with a truly great health care bill in the future after this mess known as Obamacare explodes.
House Speaker Paul Ryan played a role in the effort to pass the administration's proposal, and Friday's reversal by the administration was a stinging rebuke for him as well as Trump within their own Republican Party.
We got to do better, and we will. I absolutely believe that. This is a setback, no two ways about it. But it is not the end of the story, because I know that every man and woman in this conference is now motivated more than ever to step up our game.
After the bill was withdrawn, Ryan announced that, in his words, we're going to live with Obamacare for the foreseeable future. Many analysts said the health care bill defeat is a potential turning point in the Trump-Ryan relationship. Democrats are handling, or rather hailing, the defeat of the health care law as a victory for the poor and middle class alike. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi of California said that the Republican bill would have stripped health care from the most vulnerable and increased premiums for others. House Democrat Whip Steny Hoy of Maryland said the bill failed because the majority of representatives of the American people thought the bill was a bad one. This is VOA News.